Mario.
You know it.
The commit three. Commit three.
We start off both episodes with a jab to the people not here.
Well, more so, I happen to get an alert while we're sitting here. Castro's online playing Fortnite right now.
Okay. I swear I was going to do this. We're recording on his birthday. Yeah, we're recording on his birthday, and I won't go too deep in it because I do love the guy, but he gets me so riled up and angry because I will message him, and y'all know you're in the Pod Boys chat. I message him, Castro, does this time work for you? Fucking ignores it for like 48 hours. In those 48 hours, I see him probably sign online to PlayStation. I see him on sleeper chat in two different leagues, acknowledging the games, the people, good game. Oh, like commenting on this and that, and I'm like,
where am I in the queue?
Exactly. And I get so mad because Castro has told me to my face, like, man, I would love to hang out more. We're a circle. We're in the circle. I want it to be a tighter circle. Like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then I get this shit. Kidding me?
Actions speak louder than words, my friend. Thank you. So that GIF I sent earlier of Michael Scott calling Ryan, like, and looking at him, did it actually play as a GIF or was it just a still?
I played it in my head. I knew the exact scene you were talking about.
I saved it as a GIF, but it's so much better in motion as it comes through. That's why I picture Castro every time he sees it, like, oh, and just puts it down. That's how he fucking treats it.
Oh my god.
Well, I hope he's having a good birthday.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, fucko. I hope you're losing. I hope Iron Man is skull fucking you right now. All right, on that note, we should kick off with Castro v. Noe. I think this is actually first versus second place as I eyeball it here. Damn.
No way, yeah, Noe wins this one.
We're going to be stuck with a first place Castro if he wins this fucking game. All right, let's start on Castro's side, a birthday special. Starting at the QB, we got Joey Burrs. Oh my God, I sent you guys a thing earlier. I think it got banned. It was like on the NFL memes page. It was the very last slide. And Fonz, I tried to send it to your Backseat Fantasy, but it said this slide has been deleted. Oh. And so I screenshotted it. But did you guys see that photo of Joe Burrow walking into the arena last week? And he's like in a pink shirt and like what are those even called? Like a vest, kind of like a cargo vest. It's got like no sleeves and wearing like Backstreet Boys, like khakis thing. Here's the photo in case you didn't actually see it.
Oh yeah.
You get a look at that. But the tagline said Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow is 0-3 since becoming a lesbian. I tried to send that to Fonz and it wouldn't send. I was like, all these cowards deleted.
These cowards, dude, okay. Finally got deleted. Jesus.
Oh my god. Dude, it was the very last slide and gave me the biggest laugh. Joe Burrow is 0-3 as a lesbian.
God, dude. Jesus.
It's because he's got the Ellen DeGeneres frosted tips as he walks.
It's horrible, dude.
Anyway, that's your quarterback. That's your quarterback, Castro. All right. Moving on down. Joe Gibbs. I got nothing for him. Jonathan Taylor, Jamar Chase, DK Metcalf, Brenton Strange, Alvin Kamara, Najee Harris, Evan McPherson, Jets defense going up against the Bo Nix, the vaunted offense of the Denver Broncos. As we come through. Yeah, the only names of note on the bench. Aaron Rodgers against Denver. I'm actually kind of curious about Denver's defense. They've had a, you know, no one gives them much credit because their offense sucks, but their defense has quietly been pretty solid. Yeah. So this going up against Aaron Rodgers on the road after the Jets seem to have figured it out a little bit. They manhandled the Patriots pretty good on Thursday Night Football last, or whatever national game that was. Thursday night, yeah, last week. So they've had 10 days to prepare. They're at home. The Jets are. If Denver comes in and kind of like puts up the wall, I might start to believe in that defense a little bit. So don't blame him for sitting Baker and Rodgers. Stick with Joey B against Carolina because the defense sucks. DeAndre Hopkins, Jalen Naylor, Tyler Conklin. Give me Conklin over Strange. I just don't trust the Jags for anything right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I might do the same. When I was looking at it, I was like, "Oh, that's Brenton Strange is that, and Evan Engram are probably interchangeable." But if Evan Engram gets the pass to play this week, I have a feeling Strange gets dropped, and then it becomes you start Evan Engram over Tyler Conklin. And like, yeah, from what we saw last week, like I don't know. I would like to think the Jags could bounce back. I don't know if that'll actually happen. It's been 3 weeks, and they're just kind of been shitty. So maybe Conklin is a safer play either way, especially if Evan Engram does get clear to play. It's like, full production or, not. So that might be
as of Wednesday, Evan Engram still has not practiced, but I don't know. Strange got, I don't know. I don't buy it. It's fucking toss. It's tight ends. Who cares? It's I'll say Conklin, but like they'll both probably have under 4 points. So it doesn't matter all that much. Last one, Najee Harris. Like, do you find a way to slide DeAndre Hopkins in going up against Miami? Hopkins,
you don't think so? Really?
I'm not.
Wow, so. His snap percentage.
I think so,
dude. Conklin, like Hopkins' snap percentage, is he fucking hurt? 27, 44, 46. He's not even playing half the snaps.
He was hurt to start out the season. Yes, he was.
I wouldn't trust. Yeah, so if the health is a concern, I wouldn't trust that. The snap percentage isn't promising. And then Will Levis, like, I'm not a believer in that. Like, sure, he has some flashes of like, oh, okay. Like, it could be something, but it's not, not long term.
But are you afraid of Miami's defense, really?
I'm afraid of Will Levis, like, being bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Najee is the only guy that I look at and see, like, maybe. I mean, because Najee's got no touchdowns on the year, and especially with like a Justin Fields in there, who's a threat to run it in at any point when they get in close. You know, he's only playing half the snaps himself. I would have to look a little more and see, or like, you know, Romeo Doubs going up against Minnesota if Jordan Love comes back. Yeah, that second flex, I'm a little curious about.
Yeah, it's probably not the time to do it, but Castro's got the wide receiver 13 on the year, Quentin Johnston in taxi. I think there's too much depth to consider promoting, and not for this week. It's still too early, but it's really just an entry point to talk about the taxi. And also on his taxi, way too early to promote, is Braylon Allen, which we haven't really talked about the last 2 weeks. But Braylon Allen is he's not good. That's Breece Hall's backfield, and the snap percentage says so, right? And so, like, it's not going to turn into Braylon Allen show back there or anything. But after like seeing week two and seeing what he did, and then he was still involved week three, it's just like you can't ignore Braylon Allen, and I hate admitting that, especially because he's on Castro's team. But
I can ignore him.
It's something to watch out for. That was just a quick note on the taxis.
That's a good note. Way to start some controversy there.
Ain't no controversy. We all know who daddy is in that backfield. Don't care about that fat boy. All right. Fine. Start Najee. Who cares? Like, that's the tough four. Najee, Hopkins, Dobbs, Naylor. Because, as long as Addison out, Jalen Naylor just keeps fucking scoring. Scored all three games. And, Packers defense is hit or miss. They played well last week, but they got lit up against the Eagles in that first game. So I don't know. We're going to see that. I mean, that's a good division game right there. Revenge game for Aaron Jones, potentially going back to Green Bay.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm going to, he's going to be part of my touchdown parlay.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, we didn't do that last. Oh, we didn't have a podcast. Never mind.
The one we did was terrible.
We knew that. You knew that Fonz, from the very beginning.
Fonz was pretty money on his, but then you got thrown off the rails.
Yeah. No, I think Fonz is the only one that hit.
Yeah. I remember talking about it. I was like, dude, Castro said that he would fuck up your thing.
Let me up your odds here, D's. Alan Lazard.
Dude, as soon as he said it.
I was like, oh.
No.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. I don't have an official answer. Keep Najee or don't. I don't care. All right. Over on the other side, Jaden Daniels. We just talked about it. Just talked
in his lineup. Nice.
He said, wow, this is the Eagles fan? This is your Eagles fan. Jalen Hurts on the bench for a Commanders quarterback. Wow. You know what? It's nice to see Noe put his allegiance aside for his own dynasty team. So, you know, it's winning first, like Eagles second, prodigal Harrison first. But he's got him in against Arizona. Good play. J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, Marvin Harrison, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. What has Kyle Pitts done this year? Tight end seven because tight end sucks.
One touchdown. Yeah.
I think he got it last game. Yeah.
He doesn't have a fucking zero, which is more than I can say. So better. George Pickens, Zay Flowers, Jake Elliott, and Eagles defense. God, he's got so many Eagles. On the bench, I really don't see a single name I would put in otherwise.
Same.
I don't either.
If the Rams had looked like shit last week, I'd say maybe the Bears D, because they're pretty decent, but I don't know. Yeah, Philly against Tampa's fine, I guess. Although I could see that being a shootout, right? Like Baker wakes up and they just go back and forth all day.
Yeah.
It's at Tampa.
This should be a good matchup. I mean, the projection is not close, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than what it's projecting on here.
Projection right now, 89 to 104, Castaway. Heavy, heavy favorite. We don't really do pick them anymore? I was out for a week.
We did it week one. We did it week two. Yeah, we did it week two.
Mm-hmm. We're just not recording it.
So they can feel it's pick four against them. I think the undefeated streak ends. I'll take Castro on this one.
I think Castro gets bad luck this week. I'm taking Noe.
Dang. He's hoping he gets bad luck for ignoring his calls.
I want him jumping the same train as you, D's. But I hate to. I'm still upset that Noe went 3-0 this week because of going against Isaac, because he dropped the ball. So yeah, I gotta go Castro on this one.
Damn.
All right. Is there a parlay situation going on here?
Oh, okay. So let's do this. Mario covered this matchup. Mario, pick one player from both sides, or one player from this matchup to score a touchdown, and it'll be part of a anytime touchdown parlay that I'll create. Small dollars on that, but
$1.
Do quarterbacks count?
No.
No.
Or you can include them, but anytime touchdown would be like a rushing for them.
Right, the passing wouldn't count.
Right. Passing touchdowns would not count.
Give me Marvin Harrison against the atrocious Washington Commanders defense. And
you said just one.
Oh, yeah, just one from both sides. Yeah.
Side? Oh, yeah. Anytime you can bet against Washington, give it to me.
I like it.
Making note of that. Okay. All right. Fonz, you want the next one?
Yeah. Let's go. Sorry, is there? My brother versus Warwick is what we got here. Let's see here. Of course, my brother doesn't have his lineup in. God damn it.
This motherfucker, man. Canceled last minute and can't even help us out by putting in a starting lineup. Oh, my God.
Yeah, four slots.
Shit. Okay. So we'll go over his from our both side here in a second. We'll start on Warwick's side here. He's projected 90.56 points here. It's 2-1.
Bench Mahomes. Derek Carr, baby.
Already. Yeah, Mahomes over Derek Carr. Okay. And it's a division matchup. You're not afraid of that?
Like, the Chargers defense is not bad. I know Justin Fields had a decent game, but some of that, a lot of that was rushing, and Pat Mahomes doesn't run unless he really needs to. Although the last time Mahomes played the Chargers was in Kansas City, 33.86. that was one of his four games over 20 points, and his only game over 30 points since 2022.
Wow. So yeah, you can't bench him.
Maybe leave him in this week. Yeah.
Yeah, just this week. Yeah.
Maybe just see what happens.
We got James Cook, Alexander Mattison, Malik Nabers, T. Higgins, Hunter Henry, Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley. I don't know. Calvin Ridley, what has he been doing? I feel like you can start somebody else, right? Maybe Emmanuel Wilson this week?
Yeah, I think, well, Emmanuel Wilson has been, it could be a sneaky play. I think he's way more efficient than Josh Jacobs, but they have that revenge game here, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Was that
Vikings? Green Bay versus Vikings. Mm.
Division game, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but he also has Keon Coleman too on the bench too. I feel like with Baltimore, they're gonna be in a throwing situation against Baltimore. I feel like they're gonna need to get the ball out like that again. Like Josh Allen's gonna need to get the ball out to somebody. So I feel like Coleman would be somebody you probably start over, and that over Calvin Ridley, but I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't like Ridley, but in a game where the Bills just scored like five straight touchdowns and 47 points, Keon Coleman had one catch on one target and only played 30% of the snaps. His lowest snap percentage of the year, actually. I'm not sure why it was so low.
I didn't even see that. Wow, okay. I was just looking at his points.
Yeah, well, and that's tricky, though, too, because, Bills, Josh Allen, everything's clicking offensively for them. And I know the last 2 weeks for Keon Coleman, the optics aren't great when you look at stats. But, I don't know, past that passing offense, I would be – if I had Keon Coleman, I'd be like, oh, I don't know if I want to sit him because the boom could happen, right? I don't know. It's tricky.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I feel like definitely Calvin Ridley is not one you'd probably want to keep in your lineup, right? At this,
I still would just because of the replacement. I don't love Calvin Ridley, but just above the replacement level guys he's got there, yeah, he's got a higher ceiling than any of those guys.
I feel like I trust D-Hop more than Ridley at this point.
Who's D? Oh, I mean, you talking about a Castro's team?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, yeah. Just in general, I feel like DeAndre Titans. Hopkins is, yeah, with the Titans offense. Hopkins would be the one I'd trust more over Ridley. And if they're going to be playing against Miami's defense, who I guess is good.
Are they good?
I don't think they are. I'm not afraid of it. That's why I was saying start DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, you're talking about, I mean, that's over Najee. Yeah, that foursome, I can't really pick between. I wouldn't mind Hopkins either. It's just his snap percentage that scares me. But really, he's on the field. He's a wide receiver too. He's wide receiver 23 on the year.
And it's hard. It's hard looking past the name, Calvin Ridley. Yeah, no, duh. Put him in the starting lineup, and then you look at poor week one, week two, 20 fantasy points, and then last week it was just another dud. I don't know. Looking past the name and putting reason behind it, do you really want to see Calvin Ridley? But I'm on the other side of that. I would trust Ridley over Hop in that Tennessee offense, but I hate that offense. I don't like Will Levis.
Yeah.
I think you're right about Emmanuel Wilson though, but I do it over Madison.
Oh really? Okay.
The guy's getting fucking three carries a game. I don't know how he keeps getting so many points. It's not sustainable. He scored every single game.
Because
if he doesn't score, his games are, I don't know, whatever. He just never touches the ball. He just happens to be scoring.
Right, right. Yeah.
Again, but at the same time, you're not afraid of Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not really helpful there on our end here. I think maybe he needs to get Emmanuel Wilson in there just because I feel like Josh Jacobs is not being very efficient with it. I don't know who you get him in for, but I feel like you got to get him in that lineup.
So the touchdown streak ends. Leave Calvin Ridley in. All right. There's your help.
All right. Yeah. I'll back you on that, Mario. We'll go over Madison on that.
I'll take it. You should bet Madison anytime touchdown now.
Just a reminder, this is my money, right? Like,
hey, you said you were going to keep it low, all right? You're probably losing $1 at this.
Dude, it's so hard. Like, yeah, like a five-leg anytime touchdown parlay, you're like, oh, yeah, let me put $2 on it, and it's like $2 to pay 75, and you're like, what? Like, what if I put 20, all right? And, it's like, and that's how, oh, my God, yeah. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. Just kidding.
You should do the five just on principle at a low number. But then if you have two that you're like, I really don't like these two, remove those and then have like a three-leg parlay for a slightly higher amount.
Yeah. Well, I guess there would be six. So it'd be technically a six-leg. Oh, but when we last did this in for week two, there was only, how do we do that? I think there was only four of us. Yeah. Mario, because you weren't here. There's only four of us and we each picked one. But then we're like, oh, we're going to repeat. Like Castor and I had to go again. So it's going to become a six leg. So what I did, I was like, I did a four leg and then a six leg. And I did a smaller amount on the six leg. So that's probably what I'll do here is the more confident ones, I'll bet a four and then, you know, smaller amount on the six.
Ooh, excuse me.
Sorry, Fons. Go ahead.
Okay. On my brother's side, he's got Sam Darnold in his lineup, but he's questionable with an injury. So this might be the time to go with Huntley, but I don't know. I guess he really doesn't have another option for quarterback at this point.
Good to go following injury. He's fine.
Okay. All right. So Sam Darnold stays in the lineup. RB 1 and 2 is empty. I imagine he's going to put Zach Charbonnet in there, unless Kenneth Walker is good to go. Either way, he's good there with RB1. RB2, shoot.
Ugh.
You can't really trust either one of the ones that he has. He's got Samaje Perine, Justice Hill, DeAndre Swift, and Jerome Ford.
Ford?
That's where I was leaning. I was like, I don't like any one of them, but like Ford maybe has a higher upside.
He's on the field the most. Swift is garbage right now. You can't trust that guy.
Yeah. The
guy's getting so much work and doing nothing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roshan's starting to take over that backfield, I feel like.
That's right.
Jerome Ford.
Yeah, I guess Jerome Ford is where you should go there, William, RB2.
So the healthier Seahawks running back would get the 1 and 4-2?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that RB1 slot is for whichever one's going to be. If Ken Walker is healthy, he starts him. If not, Charbonnet obviously gets a start.
Oof, that'd be tough if both are good to go.
Well, when so far, I mean, we haven't had that many games, but so far it's been Kenneth Walker. When he's good to go, it's been him.
Yeah,
but Zach Charbonnet.
You want to see the practice reports though, because the worst case scenario is like he's a last minute active, but they split the carries. I don't know.
Yeah,
if he's not practicing fully and he's like a last minute, yeah, I'd probably still go Charbonnet just for health reasons.
Hmm. Is that what you were trying to say, Deez? I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood you.
Oh no, you're good.
Okay. Then we got Nico Collins, obvious start against Jacksonville. Rashee Rice, another obvious start against Chargers. And Isaiah Likely. Can't really go with anybody else there. So,
got it. Yeah, he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Oh. So he's got two open flexes?
Yeah, and then two open flexes. Him. Cairo Santos.
Rashid Shaheed. Forgive the man.
Forgive him, yeah. But even when he didn't show up, he still had 5 targets.
Yeah, it's just just one of those things. Apparently, like of those 5, only 1 was catchable. So bad game at the bad day at the office. Forgive the man.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And but, then Jacoby Myers, I feel like you got to get in that lineup again.
Same.
Jacoby and Shaheed. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders are making business decisions this week. They're going to bounce back.
I like it. Yeah, I feel it. Hopefully we have a better game this time. And then he's got Cairo Santos, his kicker, and Pittsburgh's defense against Indianapolis, which It was not bad for an inaccurate QB. So
yeah, no shit. Unless he plays the Bengals. Who are the Bengals playing? Bet an anytime touchdown on those fucks. They can't stop anything.
Panthers.
Oh, my God.
Deontay all day. Deontay all day. Put him down for three.
Three? Damn.
Put him down for multiple touchdowns.
Oh, God. I hope not. Just because of the guillotine that David has him.
You like how I got the whole Rams wide receiver core for nothing?
Oh, it's so bad.
I realized because they're hurt, they weren't near the top. I'm like, I wonder if anybody knows these guys are not here.
No, I totally forgot to put my waivers in this nice. Past week. Yeah, busy with the family, man. I'm telling you, it's been a little chaotic here. That sucked. Anyways, yeah, William, hopefully with these moves, you'll have a chance of winning against Warwick. But Warwick's been hot. Especially with Malik Nabers, so I feel like I had to go with Warwick on this one.
I think Warwick stays hot, and I'm going with Warwick. Also, because I'm mad at Will.
Yeah, I picked Warwick before we even looked at this matchup, because you don't set your fucking lineup, and that's enough reason for me, actually. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. Moving on.
Moving on indeed. I'm taking Joe v. Scott, and I'll start on Joe's side. So right now, Joe is projected to win 94 to Scott's 89. On Joe's side, he has in Brock Purdy, James Conner, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, a questionable Mike Evans. I can't think of my descriptive word, Travis Kelce, Jake Ferguson, Juwan Jennings back in the starting lineup, Houston kicker and Houston defense. Look at this guy.
Against the Jags. Hell yeah.
For the last 3 weeks, I keep looking at Joe's quarterbacks, and obviously he had Jalen Hurts, and he traded him to Noe, and I keep thinking, like, man, if I were Joe, I would be regretting that right now. But Jalen Hurts hasn't really been the Jalen Hurts we're so used to seeing. That being said, he has in Brock Purdy, and I know the first 3 weeks he's had in Jared Goff. Brock Purdy probably has more upside than Goff. Maybe not. It's hard using last week as, like, part of the mix, because I don't think Brock's had that kind of production the first 2 weeks. I don't know, but I don't know if I'd want to start Goff, so I'm okay with that move. I do think the sorry, I lost my screen. I do think the Raiders bounce back offensively. So obviously Devontae Adams is a must start. I'm looking at his bench to see if there's anyone I would want to sub in for who he currently has. The only thing that really concerns me is like the double tight end start, just given the fantasy landscape for tight ends. You would want more for Travis Kelce and, you know, sure, Jake Ferguson as well. But I don't know if I'd want to start double tight ends. I might throw in McLaurin in the flex spot to replace Ferguson, but then obviously it's like, which tight end do you keep in there, Travis Kelce or Jake Ferguson?
Ferguson, 11 targets in his first game back. He's the number two pass catching option in that game, and they have no run game. So even if you're like, oh, it's the Giants, they'll be able to score. It's like, what are they going to ground and pound with the bones of Zeke as they come out there? These 11 targets. Get Kelce out of there. Sit the man. Throw him McLaurin.
Yeah, it's hard to look past the name, but yeah, like looking at the production alone, I think Ferguson is probably the better start. That being said, if Kelsey's on the bench, guaranteed to go off for what, like 15 fantasy
anytime
points?
Touchdown. Yeah.
There's the other game. We do it.
There is some talk about George Kittle might be good to go this week. And if he is, obviously that I don't think we're going to see another, you know, 2 to 3 touchdown game for Juwan Jennings. I think he'll still be involved, especially with Debo out. But, I think that has a shelf life on, how much longer Jennings can be fantasy relevant and, you know, kept in a starting lineup, but this might be one of the final weeks to do so. So, if there's no one else, which no one else really stands out, I'm not starting Christian Kirk, Josh Reynolds. So I think that's fine. But yeah, getting McLaurin in there, getting McLaurin in that flex, moving Ferguson to tight end, and sitting Travis Kelce.
Ugh, can't believe you just said that out loud.
Feels weird.
The same Kelce. Okay, look at. All right, much like Pat Mahomes, the last time Kelce had a double-digit game, week 7 of last year.
Not pretty.
Not counting the playoffs. He had a couple of good playoff games. But, yeah, last like 5 games, 8, 2, 4, 1, didn't play week 18. Yeah, man. Times are changing. Times are changing in Kansas City.
Indeed. Moving on over to Scott's side. Justin Herbert at quarterback, a hobbled Justin Herbert in at quarterback. Bijan Robinson, Devin Singletary, Jalen Waddle, Amari Cooper, Trey McBride, Rome Odunze, Brian Robinson. That always throws me off. The B-Robs. Buffalo kicker and Buffalo defense. I'm noticing a trend here. Are y'all like everyone's
stacking kickers and defenses?
That's so true. What the hell?
That's on the starting side for Scott. So assuming Justin Herbert plays, I think he will, but this is also the week where I'm hearing Jordan Love's trending in the direction of coming back. I don't know if I'd go Love over Herbert, not this week. Like I'd have to let a week go by, see how he plays out and with the injury. So I think Herbert's the play over Love. And then not much else. No names of note to like seriously consider for the starting lineup. It's really just that quarterback roulette.
I'm gonna disagree on Jordan Love. Even if he's hobbled, I like the odds of that one being a shootout. And just he does like such quick release stuff that even if he's kind of like limited mobility wise, that he can just get it to any of those guys. You know, Watson, Jaden Reed. You know, some jump ball for Romeo Doubs. And just let those guys work and piggyback on it. Justin Herbert, healthy, 10, 11, 9. Now he's going to play against Kansas City with Chris Jones in his face, and he's not 100%, and they have no pass catchers. If Love's playing, I'm playing him.
Well, Minnesota is like one of the top defenses, too. That's true. Like Love has the same challenges. You're right, though. I think you're right, though, because I think Jordan Love, if he does play and he does get the start, he has the better offense around him. And you're right. Even if he doesn't need to, you know, he can do dump offs or whatever. And like, I feel like everyone gels when Jordan Love's on the field. And so if he's out there and even if it's, you know, 10 pass attempts or whatever, he can make the most out of them. And, which would benefit the entire Green Bay offense. So, I don't know.
It's not that he'll necessarily be great. It's that he'll be better than Herbert. Herbert hasn't been good. And a lot of people were down on Herbert this year because of that exact thing, that all of his pass catchers are gone, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. He's working with Quentin Johnson as his basically number one. It's a defense that loves to establish the run and play good defense. Like, that's how they want to get by. Maybe he's forced to in a pass situation, but like what, like Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnson, that's going to get him 300 plus yards over the day. I just don't see it. And he's not 100%. I agree that Minnesota's been good. I'm maybe banking on the division factor playing a role here to where they just start just slapping each other in the mouth and everything else goes out the window. I was trying to look at what their projected over under is. I feel like it'd be a high one for that game.
Yeah, and I was trying to look at Justin Herbert against Chiefs defense in the past years and, you know, when he's had solid games, but I had to go back 2 years to find a game, a great game from Justin Herbert or for fantasy purposes. I had to go back to 2022. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah, maybe Love would be the play if he's healthy.
I love it. 43.5 is the over-under for Vikings. And then what's the other game? Chargers?
Chargers and Chiefs.
39.5 point spread. And the Chiefs are 7.5 point favorites, which I think gives the Chargers implied team total of like 17 or something like that. Yeah, lower, 14.
Yeah. Now I'm reading reports from 4 hours ago on Herbert that maybe, I'm paraphrasing, but maybe resting him this week because they have a bye the next week gives him, allows him more time to recover and be back in full form for the rest of the season. So, yeah.
Taylor Heinicke, baby. Him, I would start over Love.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, what? Cool. Do y'all have any other notes on this one?
No. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Are you afraid of Baltimore and Buffalo's defense? Or are you just say, F it. I'm not afraid of Lamar. That's Sunday Night Football. That'd be a good one to party up on.
You should be afraid of that. But, yeah, but they've been playing well with Buffalo's defense.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Like Buffalo over Saints defense against Atlanta. Saints are taking on Falcons.
Saints have been good too, though. I mean,
But they're playing in Atlanta, and Kirk, when he gets hot, he gets hot. But then when he gets bad, it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, that's tricky. That may be something to consider. Yeah, switching the Saints in there, just hoping that they capitalize on Kirk's bad games or bad moments.
Yeah, I would leave Buffalo in there.
Leave Buffalo.
You gotta have a stack, a kicker defense stack.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot the superpower bonus kicker defense. Go through. Yeah, F it. I feel like they could sack. I feel like Saints might sack Kirk Cousins more. They've got three mm-hmm. plus sacks in every game so far this season, and they haven't allowed more than 20 points at all.
Damn it! I keep going back and forth on it. Yeah.
So they're due for one now. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know, man. Even in a game, I don't know. I'd actually go Saints. I think you don't have to worry about Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry. You just fucking let it happen.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a good, fun game to watch. Though I want to see that one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, I'm down to party up on Sunday.
There you go. Party on.
Party on. That being said, I am going to take. Oh shit! Yeah, I'm going to take Scott on this one.
What? I got Joe.
Sorry, I was trying to look at a backup tight end in case Trey McBride doesn't play, but he only has Greg Dulcich. Give me Scott. I'm calling a changing of the guard here. I think he'll put in Jordan Love. And fucking Waddle is going to be so handicapped, and he's got just a tight end. Actually, never mind. I said Joe. Not yet, Scott. Almost. Almost. Because Aaron Jones is going to score, right? He's playing in Green Bay.
Yeah. James Conner's going to score. Aaron Jones is going to score.
Oh, shit. Washington? Yep.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because I was going to take James Conner in my leg of the parlay, but I don't know how I feel taking Marvin Harrison and James Conner to score in the same parlay, but Aaron Jones for sure. I think that's something I'd bet on.
Yeah.
All right. Next one up. All right. I think we all have each other's, right? None of ours have been done. Oh, you two are playing each other. How about that?
We are playing each other.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh. Then I'll take this next one here. All right. Justin versus Isaac is what we got here. Here it is. All right. Currently projected Isaac at 93.6 points to Justin's 92.4.
Mr. 56 over here. Oh, he's projected to win. What the fuck?
Yeah. All right. Isaac is currently 0-3, and Justin currently 1-2. Right now, Anthony Richardson. On Isaac's side, Anthony Richardson, Jordan Mason, Zach Moss, JSN, Ayuk, Komet. He's finally got Komet in there.
Yeah. Now that Caleb is awake, unlocked.
Yeah, well, Laporta just hasn't been doing anything this so far this season. He's been playing great.
Yeah, he's hurt now too.
Yeah. Then we got Pittman, Chuba Hubbard, and the kicker Justin Tucker, and Miami's defense. All right. He's finally benching Xavier Worthy. I think he needs to get Brian Thomas. And oh well, shit. Never mind. Because yeah, they're just playing like shit.
He had 9 targets against Buffalo. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I feel like you should get Brian Thomas in there, but it...
I might plug one of them in for Pittman.
Yeah, like, you think so?
Maybe Brian Thomas over Xavier Worthy, but even then, like, I don't know how comfortable I'd be having both those guys on my bench, and I don't know how much I like Pittman, but I would probably plug one of them in for Pittman, probably BTJ.
Yeah, Pittman is just so limited by a quarterback who only completes half of his passes and runs a fair amount, and offense can't stay on the field, and he hasn't scored all season. Yeah, Pittman's. Yeah, I think you're right. I'd go BTJ over Pittman.
There you go, Isaac. I'll try to put this episode out tonight so you can change your mind and listen to us here.
I think just trade him.
Yeah, that'd be easier. You should do that.
Trade him to Miller. He's only 26. Miller will buy.
Yeah. What is he? What could he even offer? Jeez.
Sorry, Fonz. What were you saying about Xavier Worthy?
Xavier Worthy, yeah. I feel like he's due for a game, and I feel like this is the one that he gets one in the end zone. What do you guys think?
I think Isaac got so fucking lucky week one starting him when he had that ball game.
I agree. Yeah, you can't really tell when this guy's going to pop off again.
It's a prayer every time.
It really is.
And he's only going to touch the ball 3 to 4 times a game, and he's just hoping he gets loose for it. And he just happened to do it twice in that first game on 3 touches. And it was not sustainable. Obviously, he hasn't scored since. But
yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched the Chiefs super close. Do they even, like, take bomb shots at him? I haven't seen any of that happen. Or is it just, like, gadget, end around, sweep kind of bullshit?
That's what I saw week one.
Well.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, it's not like Ayuk is playing better either. I mean, just, I guess, Pittman, bench, BTJ in is what we got for you, Isaac. Everything else.
Just for you, Isaac.
Everything else stays the same.
Why do you have 3 defenses?
Yeah, I can't fucking pick up any.
Fucking defense.
Strategy.
Does he have the kicker defense combo? No, he does not.
No, that's why you're losing. That's why you're 0-3.
Yeah. Well, Justin doesn't have it either.
All right, that theory fell apart. Justin has Xavier Leggett? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. He's got Xavier Leggett who scored, right? He got a touchdown this last week? No, he didn't.
Maybe. They had 1,000,000 points. No, 3 catches for 42 yards.
But, like, he had, look, 2-3 targets, 2 receptions. I feel like that one reception that was missed was in the end zone. Okay, on Justin's side, we got Lamar Jackson, Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs. Probably needed, if you could find somebody better, maybe get somebody else in there. But, oh, Joe Mixon. He's questionable.
Bunch of questionable guys, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so maybe not. Maybe I have to stick with Josh Jacobs. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Stephon Diggs, Dallas Goedert, Rashad White, Xavier Leggett, then the kicker, Myers, and Dallas defense. Joe Mixon, I probably would want to get somewhere in that lineup against Jacksonville. And Devontae. Yeah, if he plays, obviously, yeah. And then Devontae Smith against Tampa Bay, or Jameson Williams, or even Jordan Addison.
I'd probably sit Rashad White for Mixon if he's healthy. I might play any play on the bench over Rashad White, actually.
Right? I feel like
not the backup tight end for Dallas, but
you know, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I mean, based off of the ones that are on here, I mean, even Lockett was looking good too out there. This last one, 8 targets, 5 receptions, 46 yards,
and even like still a lot of targets. And even like Raheem Mostert might come back for the Dolphins, and if they start Skylar Thompson again, even if it's Tyler Huntley, like I think they're going to rely on their backfield, on their run game, which includes Tyreek Hill. But I don't think they're going to throw it a ton. So Mostert, if he's healthy, might be a play too. But yeah, that's we've said it for the last couple of years. Justin just has the depth, right? And so you're always kind of like, well, who do I put in? There's more than one option. But yeah, a lot of questionable tags.
Yeah,
Leggett and Rashad White, I don't really like either one of those guys. Leggett, like I could see, but like he's in his third game ever. He just hasn't done anything yet. I get everyone's excited about Andy Dalton. Oh, he's playing Cincinnati. Never mind. Starred him. Fuck Cincinnati. But Leggett, you're good. Rashad White, I just think he's not good at football. So if any of these other guys play. Fucking throw Jameson Williams. What happened to the Jameson Williams hype train?
Yeah.
He's off. Throw him in there.
It's true, yeah. If you look at it, it's trending where Jameson Williams has great home games and bad away games. So if it goes with that trend, you should have a good game this week.
Jameson for Rashad. That's my saying.
If Devontae Smith isn't healthy for this week, I'd probably go the same as you, Mario. Jameson Williams over Rashad.
Yes, Mixon and Devontae priority, but if not, Jameson. I think Rashad's at the bottom of all that. Both Mixon and Devontae missed practice on Wednesday. If you miss Thursday, it's kind of like a death sentence usually, gotcha. Or just not a good sign.
Gotcha. Well, there you go, Justin. Good luck. That being said, I think this week Isaac comes out with his first win.
Damn. That'd be something.
Yeah? No, I'm taking Justin.
Justin's got a lot of questions, you know, all banged up. Yeah, I'll pick your ass too, Isaac. Why not? Anthony Richardson scores more than 8 points. There you have it.
Fonz, who's your touchdown leg anytime touchdown from this matchup? And then what was your guy from your brother's matchup that you covered? But yeah, hit this one first.
Oh, okay, all right. This one, oh, this is a tough one. Shit. I think I'm gonna have to go Goddard on this one.
Whoa.
You don't up like in the that? Odds here, Fonz.
I like the sorry. I don't know, man. Like maybe Mason, but I don't trust Jacobs. Geno Smith. If he plays like shit, then that means that Jason doesn't do anything. Brandon Ayuk hasn't been playing great. Yeah, I just maybe you know what? Actually, maybe Hubbard or
Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, or Goddard. Shit, I need to make a decision here. Shit. Goddard. I'm going Goddard. I'm sticking with it.
All right.
That's going to be part Goddard of the lower dollar system. But yeah, I got you, Bond.
Just know I wasn't very confident with that one, all right? I just...
What the fuck? What?
It's the only one that I see that looks good to me, that I feel confident out of all of them for scoring. I mean, what about you? What would you choose?
Dallas Goddard touchdown since 2020. 3-4-3-3. That's full season.
Shit. Jesus.
Shit.
Why are you giving the stats on that for?
Because I wanted to know. The guy... He scored week 17 last year, and before that it was week 7. So he does score. It's just very, very few and far between. And again, like think of that Eagles offense, right? It's fucking Saquon, and it's – which who, by the way, is going to be probably my – actually, no, he's not. It's going to be Deontay Johnson. But it's like Saquon, it's Jalen Hurts. You know what? I don't hate it if Devontae doesn't play, right? Because if they throw one, then maybe. But it could also be, who's on that fucking team? Nelson Aguilar, or who are those nobodies that are filling out that roster? Oh, actually, AJ Brown might be back.
Ooh.
Also.
Okay. Well,
fuck.
Spending more time on the parlay than the.
Yeah. All right. I changed it. Tony Pollard. All right.
All right.
Go Pollard on that one. And then for my brother's matchup, shit, dude. We...
No, you just pick. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oof, I like Neighbors or Rice on this one. Oh, I even like Godwin on this one, too.
He loves this one.
Let's go with Godwin on this one.
Oh, okay. His old flame.
The old flame.
He's been scoring a touchdown every game so far, so. But like the streak continues.
Set. Is that back to me covering Mario and Miller's matchup here?
Oh, dude, don't even. You. All right, let's spend 5 minutes on this one.
Nah. Dissect it. Dissect the shit out of it.
Mario versus Miller. Right now, Mario is projected to win 94 to Miller's 56. I'll start on Miller's side. Miller is missing a tight end spot here. We got Matt Stafford, Cam Akers, Antonio Gibson. Questionable Gabe Davis, questionable Tank Dell, Noah Brown, Alan Lazard. Chargers kicker, Chargers defense. We got something. Ooh, right.
There you go.
Tight end, you know, Taysom, sure. Taysom Hill, if he's healthy. He's also got a banged up Evan Ingram, but I don't have much else for this side. Tough circumstances here.
You don't think Malik Willis needs to get in there?
I don't know that it matters.
Do it.
Calvin Austin, Darnell Mooney, and Malik Willis is what I think needs to get in there.
Yeah, okay. I'm with it. I'm with it. Heard it here first, Miller. Jumping over to Mario's side, we're going back to Caleb Williams. In the starting quarterback slot, Breece Hall, Derrick Henry, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, Khalil Shakir, Jaden Reed for speed, Bailey Groupe and Seattle defense. Yes. AJ Brown, obviously questionable right now. If he plays, he gets the start, I'm assuming, which would be over Khalil Shakir.
On paper, yes, but I'm so annoyed at the Dolphins right now. Part of me is looking at Tyreek and is saying, fuck it. Just, I mean, if there's any week to be bold, it's like, just truly play your gut. This is a free space this week, Miller.
Oh, God.
I might even start Eric All. Who fucking knows? Who cares?
Mario, Jesus. If this turns out bad for you, like...
All or nothing. Well, what? Worse than zero catches on one target? Fucking Mark Andrews? Actually, I think he'll show up on Sunday Night Football against Buffalo, just because it'll happen in prime time.
Yeah, that's true.
I like who knows.
Seattle defense over Denver defense?
Only because it's the Jets. I don't love either one. Maybe I do like Denver because I could see them kind of just putting up a wall a little easier. I don't know. Being in Detroit, that game could be a little shootout between Seattle and Detroit. So unsure about that one. I'm also one player over the limit, so I can't move anything. So same. I haven't really tinkered.
I feel that.
Let's see. Projected total for
strategies
Broncos
here?
Is 39.5. Over under on that game, 46.5 on the Lions game. So it thinks fewer points will be scored in the Denver game. I might do that. I think I might believe in the Denver defense. F Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I'd go Denver over Seattle.
How about quarterback?
Yeah.
The roulette. Three QBs, two. I actually think Geno has a nice game against Detroit, is the annoying part of this. But it's fucking Monday night, and I put myself in those shoes. I'm like, I'm gonna have to watch the other two guys play at noon on Sunday. If they do well, it's gonna drive me fucking crazy. Then I'm just gonna, even though it's like probably won't matter in the win loss, but I just like at some point, like I want to watch for fun. Like I want to be excited when Caleb does something well and not be fucking annoyed, or even Fields. You know,
this might be the week.
One of those guys is playing the Colts. Yeah.
Yep.
Fields could fucking do some damage.
Good.
And yeah, Caleb,
not really afraid of the Rams either.
And I think that's what it is, though. Like, yeah, not really afraid of the Rams. Caleb Williams was drafted 6th overall. Like, it feels like things were clicking last week. It feels like all around that offense is seeing it. Like, they have brighter days ahead, and they might get Keenan Allen back. Like, I don't know. Like, I like. That entire, I like entire Bears offense more than I like the Rams offense. I'm sorry, more than I like the like Steelers offense. Like, yeah, it's Justin Fields, but and yes, you know, he uses his legs probably more than Caleb Williams. And but I see more upside with Caleb Williams. I would leave him in.
Fuck it, it's YOLO week. Thank you, Miller. Take the stress off. There's two more games on Monday night. What is this shit?
Yeah, another doubleheader.
Miami, yeah, they're going to do that to us. Fucking Miami on primetime. Miami against Tennessee. And then, who's the other one? I just saw it.
The Jets, right?
Seattle. Seattle at Detroit.
That's right.
Yeah. I can't. It's really fucking hard to watch two games at the same time on Monday night. I wish they would do this.
Yeah. I don't know if Fonzie, you have anything for this, or Mario, if you anything else you want to talk through, but I think your lineup's pending AJ Brown, but I think the lineup's pretty set.
Yeah. Final answer. Denver will go in. Caleb will stay in. AJ will go up probably for Shakir, but my God, is Miami on thin ice right now? So we'll see.
Yeah, I got nothing for you. Enjoy the bye week.
Thank you.
And I'm taking Justin Jefferson touchdown.
Good old J Jeff. I want to go back and see the last time he played the Packers. 10 targets, 59 yards, no touchdown. And then he was hurt the other time they played. So he's due.
It was either him or Breece Hall.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Denver. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, really, the only thing that scares the only thing that scares me is that, like, that Pat Surtain, like the corners, like which kind of takes Garrett Wilson out of the play, and we'll get to this in the next matchup. But like, that's when I think Denver defense. That's what I think of. Like, oh, they're gonna have trouble throwing the ball. But Breece Hall can do.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he totally shut down Mike Evans last week.
And I feel like Aaron Rodgers loves Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. I feel like he. Just trusts them a lot, so.
Yeah, fuck! I'm going Breece Hall. I'm switching to Breece Hall.
Shit. All right, we'll see. We'll see. All right, is anybody picking Miller?
No.
Right. Sorry, Miller.
That's done. He knows. He knows what year it is. I heard from Miller today. Actually, he talked about he's going to come to a hockey game in a couple weeks. He's like, hey, I might come a day early and come hang out. And I was like, dude, I'll give you the village tour. We'll go do the whole shebang. He's like, yeah, pickleball. And I was like, yeah, I'll give you the Jose special. We'll do all of it. And he goes, I got to decide. I guess he's thinking about, you know, life moves and stuff like that. I was like, dude, I'll roll out the red carpet. Don't worry. I got Aggies I can introduce you to, everything.
He's like, hey, do you have a patio I can sleep on? Because that's a deal breaker.
I actually was going to tell him that. I was like, dude, if you come, I don't know if you're allergic to cats, but I have the same patio furniture you like sleeping on. tell him.
I can't believe he did that last time. Jesus.
Dude, and then left at 4 a.m. Fucking crazy. Yeah. All right, final matchup of the week is amongst you two, the 2-2-1 teams. One team will walk away 3-1. Current projection very close, 97-99. We'll start on the lower projection side, and that is you, Fonz. You got Dak. You got Kyren, which as long as the receivers are out, Kyren Williams is like 90% of that offense. He's like fucking CMC right now.
Yeah.
David Montgomery, I feel like he's kind of getting slept on. He's only playing half the snaps, but he's the fucking Jamal Williams role. He just scores.
Yeah, yeah.
This score is touchdowns. Yeah, 17 for 91 in week one, 11 for 35, but he scored in week two, and then 23 for 105. Only played half the snaps and then 23 carries. That's absurd. Yeah, and I felt that means, like, when he's in there, he gets the ball.
Yeah, I was, and I felt that the last time that they were playing, I just kept seeing Jahmyr Gibbs. I was like, where the fuck is Montgomery? But then when he gets in there, finally, like, all of a sudden I see he's got a touchdown or he's got a bunch of yards that he racked up. I was like, there you go. Like, what's going on here? Like,
they're keeping him fresh. He only plays half the snaps, but he just fucking scores. So, yeah, definitely a threat. CD, potential bounce back game tomorrow night. My phone thinks CD and Siri are the same thing. On me right now. Chris Olave had a little bit of a wake up recently. I think he's due to regress in a positive way. He's trended nothing but up since week one. Yeah, Atlanta doesn't scare you too much. Rolling it back with Bucky Irving. DJ Moore, you're hoping Caleb Williams has unlocked something special?
Yeah.
Dude, I really am not afraid of the Rams. Like, I think everybody cooks that team, including Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy didn't have any good games, and he had no receivers this past week, and Juwan Jennings lit them up for fucking, look like Jerry Rice out there.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid going against Baltimore, and then Brandon Aubrey, the unstoppable. The man has never met a kick that he's afraid of.
I love it, dude. When he's kicking like 60, 50 yard field goals, and they're just having to go for it, like, yeah, dude, do it.
Fucking money. 5 for 5 on the year, 10 for 10 on extra points. Just fucking put him out there and just turn around. It's going in. And then, you got the Chiefs against the Chargers. Don't mind that. Probably not a – oh, dude, especially if Heineke goes.
Yeah, ooh. I just changed it right now. I'm projected higher. I'm projected to beat Justin. Or UD, sorry.
How dare you? That's like the fifth time you've done that in 2 years.
And Justin. She plays against Justin every week.
It's because Justin was talking to me earlier about a trade. And sorry, it was just fresh in my mind.
Tell us more.
Because I had a joke this morning. Oh, okay.
About CD?
Yeah, about CD. Yeah, he was like, you really want to win the trade CD? I'm like, no, but I'm willing to listen.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty stout line of Fonz. You don't have a ton on the bench, so like bye weeks and, you know, potential injury bug might get you. Like, really, Alec Pierce is the only player I can see worth putting in at any point. Not today, but I mean just for bye weeks or potential injuries or whatever. But when your front line is healthy, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I guess worry about crossing the other bridges if it comes to it. But yeah, definitely have a contending team. All right, the other side, fucking Josh Allen. Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
Good luck surviving primetime Josh Allen. It's my fucking the game I hate the most. Josh Allen in primetime.
God.
Josh Allen, Saquon, which for anyone who's counting is up to 5 touchdowns through 3 games.
Three touchdowns.
That's not looking good. That's not looking good. Devon Achane, Garrett Wilson. We talked about the Pat Surtain thing. Deontay Johnson, love him this week. Brock Bowers, Christian Watson finds the flex. Ramondre getting a second chance against the Niners. And then, Jake Moody, and then Minnesota D against Green Bay. I'm a little worried about that division game. I feel like it's going to be blood in the air that game. You don't sit Josh Allen until further notice. You can't start Zeke, can't play Kareem, can't play Foreman. Man, I don't really see any options here. Like, maybe the Raiders against Cleveland, just because I can see Max Crosby eating Deshaun Watson's lunch.
True.
This is one of those where, like, if Minnesota comes out and plays well, like, okay, I think they're legit. Well, again, is it Bryce Love is it Jordan Love or is it Malik Willis? Right, that's going to dictate a lot. I think if it's Malik, you can leave him in. If not, like, I'm just not afraid of Cleveland, dude. They look awful.
I agree. I've sat the Vikings defense the last 2 weeks and they put up 13 and 12 in week 2 and 3, and they're right now the ranked number one defense. And so I had that same thought process last week when, you know, deciding to start Raiders going against Carolina, because I was like, come on, they suck. And then obviously that backfired on me. So I'm scared to do that again this week, but you're right. not exactly scared of Cleveland. I do think the Raiders bounce back on both sides of the ball this week. It's tough. It's tough to sit. It's tough to think about sitting Minnesota Vikings again after seeing what they've done on the bench the last 2 weeks. And then quick note, Keenan Allen and George Kittle are questionable. Right now they're in my IR, so they're not on the bench. But those are two plays that are in consideration if they are healthy.
Yeah, and especially tougher considering Minnesota. Minnesota's already played San Francisco and Houston, two, like, people think Super Bowl contending teams, like certainly AFC and NFC championship level teams. 12 and 13, 6 sacks and 5 sacks, 17 points allowed, 7 in the other. So they're getting after it. I'm wondering if I would expect like a trap game, like when you just come out and just blank Houston the way they did, 34-7. But I don't think Green Bay is like a trap game. They're a blood rival. Like they're going to lock in and be ready for it. If it's Malik Willis, I would be terrified for that offense going against that defense. If it's Jordan Love, yeah, I guess it depends on his health. I don't think you can go – I think you have a safe floor with Minnesota. Like I think their floor is like 4. So you're not going to go negative. And, and the Raiders did just take you negative.
Yeah.
And Amari Cooper had a nice game, whatever. Like, I know Max Crosby. If you can bet any time sack, I would bet Crosby fucking killing Deshaun Watson at some point.
Sure.
in that game. But, you know, is that 1 point versus 30 allowed? Because they can't stop anybody. But you're right. The coach called them all out, and I think they'll respond. I think they have that kind of identity. I don't know. It may not matter a ton. I think Minnesota's got a safe floor. If you're feeling bold, then maybe the Raiders. Unfortunately, Minnesota plays at noon, so you got to make that call early.
Yeah.
And then you talked about Kittle going along with Bowers. Kittle or who was the other guy you said?
Keenan Allen. And honestly, I might, like, if Keenan Allen and Kittle get cleared to play, I might pull Christian Watson and Ramondre down for those two guys and to go double tight end with Keenan Allen.
Wow. Keenan Allen had 11 targets in the one game. And apparently he's been in Caleb Williams' ear every game. He's just been down there coaching and helping him see the game a little better. Yeah, I guess it's a matter of whether I'm trying to see what his practice status. Limited practice on Wednesday. Interesting.
Well, that's tough. I think he comes back. Yeah, and Christian Watson, you know, if Jordan Love's in there, it's, you know, makes me feel more comfortable starting Watson. But I don't know. I think I'd play Keenan Allen over Christian Watson this week, assuming they're healthy.
Right, right. Yeah, the quarterback's going to determine a lot for Green Bay. And then, like, I want to see a full practice for Jordan Love before I feel great about that.
Yeah, and I don't feel all warm and fuzzy about Ramondre right now. I don't think that offense is going to move much. I like the projection. I don't think he hits that projection for Ramondre, 10.2.
10, yeah. I mean, he had two nice games to start, but he had 20-plus carries in those two games. And now we know Cincinnati's trash. So that answered that. And then the Jets, dude, they just dominated time of possession. Yep. I can see the Niners doing that.
Yep.
Same way. Don't blame you on that one. Okay. Yeah.
I want this win.
Tricky one there.
I need Fons, this win, Fons.
So Saquon and Allen, those are the two X factors. And then of course, Deontay, the sleeper on there. My anytime touchdown is for Deontay. I just fucking hate the Bengals right now. And I watched them get carved up by a kid who's only played two games on the road on Monday Night Football. Andy's cooking. The team is cooking. Deontay's going to get double-digit targets, and I think he converts one into a touchdown, which, oh, my God, is that a bold bet for a guy that went a whole year without scoring a touchdown. But, Saquon would be the easy play, but, don't care. Going Deontay on principle alone.
I love it.
That being said, Fons has fewer question marks on this page to me. The quarterback situation, the defense, the Ramondre question, Keenan Allen come back from injury. There's just too much unknown. And when Fonz is healthy, he's stout. Caster had to play a fucking perfect game to top him this week. So I'll take you, Fonz, as long as your squad's healthy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So the five. Oh, so we obviously picked six names for an anytime touchdown. The one I'm like, not so sure about is Tennessee's Tony Pollard. So leaving him out and only doing a five leg anytime touchdown parlay, that pays out. It's 30X. So if I put 15 on it, it pays out 451. I add in Tony Pollard, that becomes a 74X. So $15 pays out $1,100.
Tony Pollard, you got to give it there.
Okay, what if you did that and then you did a smaller parlay of like two or three just to make your $15 back?
Sure.
But I mean, yeah, you just put in like $5 or whatever and that, you know, pay off, you know, 30 or something like that.
Enough said. I'm going to have like 10 parlays by the end of the weekend.
Yeah. Then you come back and like, hey, guess what, guys? I lost every bet. Single one of them. Yeah. I now have no dollars. It's all right. All right, guys. Well, I think we did it. Doubleheader in the books.
Yeah.
F yeah. Let's do this thing.
All right. Hopefully we get this out tomorrow. Not a lot of advice on the Cowboys Giants anyway. So the help is on the way, everyone, except for Miller. It didn't help you very much.
Sorry, Miller.
Everyone else, best of luck in week 4, and we'll see you on the other side.
See ya.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.